The wife of the deposed president is one of the main candidates as Honduras today goes to the polls to choose a new leader. Xiomara Castro didn't stand idly by after her husband, Manuel Mel Zelaya, was ousted by a military coup in 2009. She became coordinator of a group called Women in Resistance. This evolved into the Freedom Party. She's brushed aside notions that she's just a front for Mr. Zelaya, stressing her better half status. She insists, "I'm the one who makes the decisions." Juan Orlando Hernandez is the candidate of the ruling National Party. He served as its general secretary, and his last job was president of Congress. Thousands of police and troops are on the streets trying to ensure peace and calm. Honduras has the highest murder rate in the world. It's struggling hard against drug cartels and poverty, which are major issues in this campaign. Unlike many other Latino nations, the winner doesn't have to gain more than 50% of the vote or go to a second-round runoff. The next president of Honduras will be the one who's gained the most votes. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.